So we're in the gun room at Workpoint Barracks, and we've just seen the Karen unveiling ceremony. I'm speaking to...
Rifleman Stamp.
S-T-A-M-P?
S-T-A-M-P.
And tell me about your association with the Queen's Own Rifles.
I joined when I was a kid in St. John's, Newfoundland, and I became part of the first Queen's Own. I went to Curry Barracks for basic training, and then I was posted here to Workpoint.
Now, what year did you join?
I joined 1964, and I left the Queen's Own in late 67. So I just did a three-year tour. But in that time, of course, I got to Cyprus and came back. And you just meet a whole wealth of wonderful people.
What year were you in Cyprus?
I was in Cyprus 1965. Yeah, March to November of 65.
And what was the situation like when you were there?
It was quite normal. There was no real hot zone, as you might say. We were there as peacekeepers. It wasn't separated as it is now. It was separated to a degree. You had the Turks and the Greeks. But not as bad as it was after 72. That was the bad year. But I enjoyed my tour there. A lot of the people here today, of course, were with me over there. The Queen's Own Rifles is a very special unit.
What makes it special?
The people, the regiment itself, the pride, the camaraderie mostly. We have people from St. John's, Newfoundland to, up as far as Cape Scott, B.C. And we get together. It's just that way.
So you've stayed in touch over the decades?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So do you live in Victoria?
Yes, I do now. Yes, I returned to Victoria in 2007. I'd spent a lot of years here.
You want a cookie, too?
After my forces, I became a driving instructor. And I did driving instructing for 25 years here and in Calgary. And then I decided to go back to Newfoundland. And when I got back there, of course, my daughter said, come home. So her being born and raised in Victoria, I came home. Yeah. So it's been great. And to get in contact with a lot of the old folks again, it's just been phenomenal.
Because the island has quite a strong association. I think there are over 200 members of the Queen's Own Association.
Yes, we've got close to 300. And it is probably the strongest association across Canada. We usually meet the last Wednesday of every month. And of course, the second Tuesday of the month, we go for coffee in Nanaimo. So we'll get the guys from the north and the guys from the south. Kind of meet in the middle.
Yeah. And then, so some of them you'll see regularly, but others, it seems like people are here from quite far away.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's folks here from Toronto now. There are people here from Newfoundland. But, we're scattered all over creation. But when it comes time to get together, we just get together.
Everyone makes the effort.
Yeah. So once this is over now, of course, the ceremonies will start in Calgary. And then from Calgary, they're going to Toronto. You know, so.
Are you carrying on to those celebrations too?
Or? No, I will be staying here. Yeah. My days of traveling east are over. I prefer the island here. It's Hawaii North compared to where I used to live. So.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
And thank you.